You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today. Government overreach, thought crime being punished, vaccine mandates, corrupt perverts occupying the halls of power, all of this and more in today's program. And boy, oh boy, we have a lot of really amazing stories to cover and a lot of really amazing videos to get to as well. I think we'll begin with this. It's called The Green New Deal in Disguise by our very own John Bound. Remember, you can find and share this video at band.videoinfowars.com. John Bound, The Green New Deal in Disguise. Here it is.
Like we need to be a unified nation in response to COVID-19, we need a unified national response to climate change.
Now, I know the infrastructure deal that they're talking about, and Manchin said they're going to introduce it today, they're going to bring out the language, is obviously a lot smaller than you wanted, a lot smaller than a lot of your fellow progressives wanted. It still does include things that you like, including funding for electric vehicle charging stations, public transit, clean water systems, broadband, more. When it comes before the House, as it looks like will happen, will you vote for it?
We have to hold on to that bargain. If there is not a reconciliation bill in the House, and if the Senate does not pass the reconciliation bill, we will uphold our end of the bargain and not pass the bipartisan bill until we get all of these investments in.
You ask her, who's going to pay for all this? It's a fantasy. So we're in a situation right now where we're on the edge, I think, of significant inflation because the government's spending far more than it's taking in. It is putting dramatic inflationary pressure on the economy, and every American will end up being poorer because of the policies of the left-wing Democrats.
The Democrats' infrastructure deal is merely the Green New Deal with another name. As the Washington Times reports, a slew of liberal priorities, including health care, climate change, and anti-poverty initiatives, Democrats also plan to push for amnesty for illegal immigrants and new mandates phasing out fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas from the electrical grid. The fact that a bipartisan Congress is even considering the legislation is evidence that the legislative branch has finally reached the end of its usefulness to the American people. There are parties within our government that are well aware that advanced technologies exist, yet the United Nations climate change initiatives and Klaus Schwab's foreseeable cyber attacks will plummet humanity back into the Stone Age. It may look like business as usual, but the Democrats are preparing yet another dagger to plunge into the heart of America.
But the biggest problem is Nancy Pelosi has said she's going to handcuff the two together, the real infrastructure right, with this spending monstrosity, which is reckless tax and spending.
So just to be clear, this is a bill almost 3,000 pages long, and you haven't seen much of it. You don't really know what's in there.
Well, we're still looking for the details of it. The parts I've seen that are concerning to me, and I'm from Wyoming, an energy state. Again, this is a bipartisan bill. I have concerns about the energy component, where the Democrats have insisted that the model for energy ought to be the California model. Well, Maria, in California, you know, electricity prices are the highest in the country. They have their ongoing blackouts. They have this approach that I think is not the right one for America. We have gone from an energy dominant nation. Now under President Biden, we've becoming much more energy dependent, and I think it's the wrong direction to go.
But in the end, the Democrats failed yet again. As the New York Times reported, the infrastructure package is far from the transformational package that President Biden had sought. The bill includes no mechanisms to immediately mandate the reduction of fossil fuel emissions. So Biden has predictably failed to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement, which will not please his handlers, who are eagerly implementing the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan, a stark reminder of the weakness of Biden's wielding of the executive office. John Bound reporting.
Find and share it, folks. Let people know this so-called infrastructure bill is socialism in disguise. It's not even a good disguise. And considering that the Green New Deal's communism is in disguise, it's really like a monster just wearing two masks. That's all this is.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. Getting my daily dispatch in order here so we can breeze through it in record time because we got a lot of really crazy stories in today's dispatch, and so I'll be expanding on them and covering them in more detail later in the program, but I'll try not to ramble too much during this edition of Daily Dispatch, which, hey, let's go ahead and do the Daily Dispatch, shall we? Folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, the Attorney General's report finds. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple female employees and created a hostile work environment for women. An investigation by the New York State Attorney General concluded on Tuesday morning, saying the independent investigation has concluded that the governor sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. What happens when you violate the law? Oh, it depends on who you are. If you're a Democratic politician, absolutely nothing. If you're anybody else, well, the hammer comes down, obviously. Yes, he did break the law. No, we will not be holding him to account or punishing him because nobody is above the law, you know, except for a lot of people that we just refuse to hold to account. The Attorney General's office spoke with 179 people for the investigation and reviewed more than 74,000 pieces of evidence, including emails, texts, photos, and audio files. The evidence painted a, quote, deeply disturbing yet clear picture that Cuomo sexually harassed female employees, many of whom were young women, James said. The report said that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, including a state trooper assigned to his protective detail, members of the public, and a current and former staff member. Nine women accused Cuomo of sexual harassment and inappropriate comments earlier this year. They also found that Cuomo and his senior team actively retaliated against one woman who accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. And although Cuomo's behavior violated state and federal law, James noted that the report did not reach a conclusion as to whether Cuomo's conduct amounts to criminal prosecution. You know, just like Hillary Clinton, you know, just reminded of James Comey coming out and saying, yes, she did break the law. No, we will not be holding her to account or punishing her. This is just how it goes. They're spitting in your face. This man, serial abuser, using his power to manipulate the media into destroying the lives of the people that actually attempt to bring light to his misdeeds. But no, nothing's going to happen. Of course not. There are calls for him to resign. Joe Biden calls for Andrew Cuomo's resignation. Quote, despite some innocent embraces, quote, I think he should resign, Biden said to reporters at the White House on Tuesday. Biden admitted he did not know the full details of the state attorney general's report and even suggested that some of Cuomo's unwanted embraces were just misunderstood. Well, you got to kind of understand where Biden's coming from. After all, if a similar investigation were to be held on the accusations, the credible accusations against Joe Biden for decades on end, including the stuff that we have on video that is literally exactly what Andrew Cuomo is being accused of. Yeah, he might be in a little bit of trouble, too. So, of course, he's going to temper his statement a little bit. But yeah, Creepy Joe is like, yeah, no, it's terrible when people grow little girls. It's awful. I hate it. I would never do that. Although they did look a little innocent. I mean, you can't blame the guy, right? I mean, he's just spreading a little warmth. That's all. It's like, OK, Joe. All right. Disgusting old perverts occupying our highest halls of power protected, supported, and maintained by the media establishment that's supposed to hold them to account. How do you think the media is reacting to this? Well, put yourself in the mindset of an insane bootlicking idiot, and you'll know exactly what conclusion they come to. They're blaming it on Trump. Yeah, that's right, folks. They are literally trying to equate this with Trump. As ABC News writes, Cuomo jams Democrats with Trump playbook. That's right. He's going to the Trump playbook. Yeah, Trump. We're going to the Trump playbook. Okay. All right. Yeah, sure. Not Bill Clinton, not Harvey Weinstein, not Jeffrey Epstein. No. It's the Trump playbook that he's running. All right. Yet Cuomo had not stepped aside, they say. As inevitable as his relinquishing of power may seem, he's clinging to office by running plays made familiar by former President Donald Trump, mixing indignant denials and with whataboutism and an instinct to fight to the end. They're literally just like, anybody that defends themselves is like Trump. Anybody that opposes baseless accusations are like Trump. Although in Trump's case, the accusations were baseless, you understand. And the indignancy that Trump responded to the baseless accusations was appropriate. But when you are guilty as sin, your indignancy is a falsification. Moving on to some vaccine news here. Microsoft joins Facebook, Twitter, and Google in requiring vaccines for U.S. workers. The company announced the new requirement, which will also apply to vendors and guests in their buildings, in a public statement Tuesday. They join an ever-growing list of companies, including Netflix, Walmart, and Disney, who will require their employees to vaccinate to work in person. So some of the corporations mandating vaccines now: Disney, Netflix, Walmart, Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. You know, the good people, you know, the good guys that love humanity and just want the best for you. The massive corporations that literally make pedophile films and transgender propaganda for children and, you know, manipulated the pandemic to drive their competition out of business. Yeah, all those people, they're the ones who are requiring vaccines because they love you so much, because they're just willing to do that for you. It's so admirable. New York City is also crossing that Rubicon. NYC orders restaurants and gyms to demand proof of vaccination from all customers. Starting in September, they will implement the first in U.S. policy requiring proof of COVID vaccination in order to participate in indoor activities like indoor dining and going to the gym. As New York Times reported earlier, the policy will be phased in this month, taking full effect when school begins in September. In other words, we have until September to resist this, stand up against it, prevent it ever being implemented, and doing whatever we need to prevent this disgusting, limiting, and liberty-destroying policy from going into effect. It's good. They give us a little time limit, 1 month, to stop this by any means necessary. There you go. There's your deadline. Biden administration announces 2-month eviction moratorium. On Tuesday, announced a new 2-month federal moratorium on evictions to replace the broader one that expired over the weekend. Biden previously said he did not have the legal authority to renew the moratorium himself and asked Congress to act. He said Monday he was still unsure if the new ban would pass constitutional muster, and constitutional scholars said it might not. But the president said that it would at least help Americans temporarily. Well, it'll help some Americans temporarily. It'll screw over another set of Americans permanently. It'll also drive more and more residential homes that are privately owned by small homeowners with one or two properties that they rent out. Well, they'll not be able to survive this eviction moratorium and will be selling at rock bottom prices to Joe Biden's friends at BlackRock and other massive corporations that are actively engaged in an open plan to prevent home ownership in America from here on out and turn everybody into serf-like rental vessels. Truly incredible. I think Gateway Pundit reports it a little bit better. They say the CDC unilaterally extends new 60-day moratorium on evictions, steep criminal penalties for landlords who violate order. And again, we'll get into this a little bit more later and talk about just how deceptive all of this truly is. Joe Biden's not actually making the order. He's just suggesting it, but he knows it's illegal, but he's going to make the Supreme Court step in and prevent it and say, hey, I tried. I mean, it's all deception and three-card Monty, essentially. Like, they're just screwing with us at this point. But you have to understand the world that we're entering into, and I keep trying to put this forward. The Democrats are very systematically destroying every pillar of our democracy, right? Donald Trump was a threat to our democracy, an existential threat. Why? Well, he's a Nazi, right? Like, that's the extent of their argumentation. Let's talk about the real destruction of democracy. Let's talk about the pillars of democracy that uphold our liberty and guarantee that we have a say over the, you know, occupation of our government and the policies that it carries out. Those are being systematically, one by one, shattered by the hammer of the progressive Democrats. One of the pillars of this democracy is the separation of powers. Certain parts of the government have certain powers that are, you know, contained to them and can't be used by the others. That's going away right now. Just like the filibuster is a pillar of democracy, that's being destroyed. The separation of powers is a vital pillar of democracy. And now we have the CDC or the president just making law, just completely surpassing and overriding the legislature to make laws themselves. And that's not where it stops. I'll tell you about more on the other side. Stay with us.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Modi's, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. So, again, I'm going to try not to spend too long on these stories right now. We'll get back to a lot of these later in the program. But CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has now extended an eviction moratorium, saying that you can't evict people who don't pay rent. CDC extended the eviction moratorium. This is what you can get away with when you have Democrats in power. Just issue orders from any particular state organ, even if they have absolutely no authority or oversight in whatever you're issuing declarations on. And everybody underneath you just knows, go along with it, play along, you know, fulfill the orders that you've been given illegally, and nothing bad will happen to you. I mean, this is just the way it goes. Complete destruction of the proper organization and working of our government. And that's not the only story, but it is a little bit crazy. Steep criminal penalties for landlords who break this order signed by Lewinsky. Potentially $100,000 fine and 1 year in jail if the eviction does not result in death. Up to $250,000 fine and 1 year in jail if the evicted person dies. Wild. Absolutely crazy that the Center for Disease and Control is just like, you can't collect rent anymore. You still have to pay your mortgage. You still have to pay taxes. You still have to pay off the house that other people are living in and not paying you for. But if you try to kick them out and then they happen to die, we're going to blame you for the death and send you to jail and charge you $250,000. We're the Center for Disease Control. Insane what's going on right now. Just wild. Judge blocks Texas governor's order preventing transportation of migrants. So this is another example. Right? Did I miss when the legislator got together and debated it and decided that migration and the border just didn't exist, that there was no law against illegal immigration? No, the laws are still in the book. This is how crazy this is. The laws have not changed. They clearly state that if you cross the border, you're an illegal immigrant, you can be detained and sent back or put in jail or a number of other things. That hasn't changed. That law is still on the books. It's literally just being ignored. So then Governor Greg Abbott just attempts to, like, mitigate the invasion just in some way. He's just like, how about whenever you're transporting thousands of immigrants deeper into our country, you have to use police vehicles. You have to use official vehicles. You can't just hire buses from some private company to move people into our country. And Judge is like, no, you can't do that. You cannot stop them. It's like, this is not based in law. None of this is based in law. None of this went through the proper channels. None of this was decided by people that we actually can vote on and elect on and has to represent our policies. This is all just by fiat, by dictate. Completely lawless. Totally lawless. Here's another great example. DHS Mayorkas dangles TPS amnesty for 6 million migrant Venezuelans. Department of Homeland Security, do you make laws now? Apparently, if no one stops you, yeah, you do make laws. If you just are issuing blanket amnesty for 6 million people from a different country, like, you can just do that, I guess, if no one stops you, if no one prevents you from doing this, if no one ejects you from office for just making up laws on your own as a extension of the executive branch. Totally lawless. This is total lawlessness going on right now. We understand that, right? Just absolutely wild. Department of Homeland Security. Just imagine, you hire a security company and you're like, all right, you have to protect my property. And security company's like, well, actually, I invited 6 million people to come in. It's like, you don't have the authority to do that. I hired you to protect my property. That doesn't mean I hired you to dictate the terms as to who gets to come on my property. That's not how this works. But it is how it works if they get away with this. If they just do this and nobody stops them, then yeah, that's the way it is. Okay? That's how it is. Democrat Illinois Governor signs bill criminalizing private gun sales. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation Monday that makes it a crime to sell a gun privately without having the buyer pass a national instant criminal background check systems check. So I think that's it. I think it's been solved. I think all of the gun violence in Chicago, I think the 40-plus gun wounds every single weekend being rushed to Chicago hospitals, they're fixed now. It's been solved. That crime wave will be over now, right? They fixed it. They put more gun laws in place. Now all the criminals are going to be like, darn, I can't pass a background check. Better just not do crime, right? You weirdos. Governor pardons St. Louis couple who pointed guns at Black Lives Matter protesters. Governor Mike Parson announced Tuesday he'd pardoned Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who were charged with waving guns at a group of Black Lives Matter protesters outside their home last year. Remember, if you get attacked by an angry mob, the police will not be helping you. If you attempt to defend yourself, the government will be cracking down on you and attempt to send you to jail for life. And even if a grand jury doesn't decide you did anything wrong, they'll double down. They'll just do it anyway, right? Because, again, this is just color of law. This is just all doing what they get away with. And that's it. They'll persecute anybody. They'll make up laws. They'll, you know, delve into your tax returns and look for something there. It doesn't matter what it is. It matters what they can stick you with. Right. In the same way that Letitia James has a full fledged 74,000 piece of evidence report showing that Andrew Cuomo is a serial molester and greatly abuses the power of his office to destroy the lives of people who expose him. But no criminal charges there. But the same woman, Attorney General Letitia James, has been spending the last 4 years digging through the Trump company tax returns, trying to ferret out something to charge him with. Right. This is tyranny. This is what we're experiencing, is blatant, open, in-your-face, one-sided domination by a political party. And they only get away with it because they are completely in bed with the massive corporations that run our media, big tech, and everything else that allows them to get away with this and allows them to just completely violate every basic tenet of our constitutional republic. Just outright, okay? Florida Representative Anthony Sabatini drafts a bill to ban corrupt partisan Capitol Police from Florida. As the Capitol Hill Police attempt to expand their operations to Florida under the auspices of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, patriots have been stepping up to try to stop their overreach. And again, it's just like this onslaught, this wave, this tide coming in of just like total tyranny, just open, just like we are now issuing our private military police into the country to go after our political opponents. And God bless him, Anthony Sabatini is just like one guy standing against the tide, standing against the onrushing tidal wave, just being like, please don't, just getting rolled over, right? It's a good start. It's a good start. Yes, say Capitol Police are not allowed to. The other thing you should do is arrest the people proposing this. Understand that the people actually doing this are a legitimate, literal, deadly threat to our constitutional republic and everything that has kept this country running at all for the last 240 years. It's being ripped apart. It's being destroyed one by one. These pillars of our constitutional republic are being shattered by the hammer of government uselessness, or GOP uselessness, I should say. Total government overreach. Just absolutely mind-boggling how we allow this to happen. And here's a pretty good example, too, because this is just the latest, and I've been noticing a trend, and again, it's one of those things that I should have been saving these stories the whole time, but you see one story and you think, that's an anomaly, that's an aberration. And then you see it again, you're like, hey, I remember this. And you see it again, you're like, wait a second, this is a pattern. I better go back and grab these. So I'll go back and grab these stories, but here's the latest one. Ex-Georgia deputy accused of racist, extremist text is sentenced to 3 years. Oh, in a guns case. Oh, in a guns case. Okay. The racist, extremist texts got him sent to prison for a gun case. This is what they do. They can find a crime. Everybody commits crimes, whether you know it or not. They'll find a crime, but only if you say the wrong thing. Only if you have wrong think. Then they'll come after you.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of a system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world that realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex. InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Again, anarcho-tyranny is what we're dealing with here. And these things don't coexist, you know, together operating at the same time. You got one or the other, and you oscillate in between, depending on what the situation is. If it's mobs of 10,000, you know, communist agitators burning down a city, anarchy. That's anarchy. We're not even going to send the cops out. We're not going to charge anybody. Even if they get arrested for attacking a cop, they'll be out on the street the next day. No bail, no court date. Just, you know, go do it again. Like, no problem. Total anarchy, total lawlessness, total free reign. Meanwhile, if you put a sticker that says, I heart white people, you know, on a street sign, you'll go to jail for 20 years. You'll be charged with a hate crime. You'll be charged with ethnic intimidation, and your life will be destroyed, and there'll be profiles about you in every major newspaper, and you'll be fired from your job, and you will be sent to jail for a very long time if the prosecutors can get what they want, and they usually do. It's anarcho-tyranny. actual crimes that actually physically damage people, actually ruin people's lives, actually deprive people of their property, not punished. Thought crimes against the narrative, ruthlessly hunted down and punished. This is where we are now. And again, we're in a country right now that you have entire municipalities openly saying we are not punishing crime. We've seen videos, San Francisco, people literally going into CVS with garbage bags, filling up goods and leaving while the police officers and security guard just watch them go. Goodbye, have fun, you know. This is how crime is being treated in the country today. But not if you're a conservative, not if you're a Trump supporter, and not if you have ideas that go against the grain, go against the narrative, right? Ex-Georgia deputy accused of racist extremist text, sentenced to 3 years in guns case. Now, again, if he was sentenced in a guns case, he was sentenced in a guns case. If he broke the law by having an illegal gun, then he broke the law by having an illegal gun, and you can punish him for that. But if 99% of the people that have illegal guns and are committing crimes are not even being charged, not being punished, not being sought after, but you're looking at a guy's texts to see his language and see that he is a racist, according to you, and so you're going to find something to charge him with, which happens to be the gun case, this is an overreach. And this is how the government is implementing the new, you know, hate crime, hate speech laws that are here and coming even faster and faster. Cody Richard Griggers, 28, was sentenced to 3 years and 8 months in prison after pleading guilty to one weapons count in April. Prosecutors said that in group texts, Griggers used racist and extremist language. He claimed that he beat a black theft suspect and intended to use criminal charges to take away the right to vote and discussed killing liberal politicians, according to court documents. Sounds pretty bad, but what does this mean? He discussed killing liberal politicians? Did he make threats to do this? Did he make plans to do this? Or were these personal texts with his friends where he said some outrageous things with no intention whatsoever of acting out on them? I mean, the way it's phrased seems to me like, again, this is just something that they're tacking on in order to actually get really, you know, massive charges when, you know, what he did was had an illegal gun, which wouldn't be punished otherwise, right? Investigators, they say he was arrested after the FBI was investigating another man for violent political statements on social media, which included calls for a vigilante militia, according to court documents. You talk about wanting to be in a militia on Facebook, they start investigating you, find your conversations, and then that leads them to group texts in which Griggers talked about making illegal guns, explosives, and suppressors, officials said. In addition to the slurs and other views consistent with violent extremism, he made, quote, frequent positive reference to the Nazi Holocaust, prosecutors said. Have we not understood at this point that I don't have to agree with what you say, but I'll defend to your death your right to say it? That just is nothing now. That just doesn't mean anything anymore, right? If you got an illegal gun, charge a guy for an illegal gun, and that's the law that he broke, and that's what you charge him with. But that's not what's happening here. I hopefully people understand what's going on. Hopefully you understand that when they make claims like he discussed killing liberal politicians, he talked about wanting to join a vigilante militia to, you know, exact retribution, if all this stuff, like, you know, they say that same thing about us, right? You know, none of that is probably true. That's the thing you have to understand. It's not like this guy was really like about to go kill a bunch of people and the cops heroically swept in and picked him up. It's that he was mad and was talking to his friends about how mad he was. And then they're framing that as if he's a terrorist and they're justifying putting him in jail for 3 years and 8 months because of this. Do we not get where this goes? Do we not get where this ends up? Where it starts now with people like this and then it moves on to other people with other things, right? Doesn't stop with this. And you know, we've seen it over the last week even. There was, I covered the story a little while ago, stickers prompt intimidation charges against Kerry Man, Kerry, North Carolina. Kerry Man charged with North Carolina's version of a hate crime after putting stickers on cars and in a bathroom at Mexican restaurants around town last week. I heart being white stickers were found outside a restaurant, and he's being charged with two counts of ethnic intimidation. Ethnic intimidation for stickers. So, I don't know. I like living in America where stickers don't get you thrown in jail for years. But maybe that doesn't exist anymore. And it's a very common thing. There's a bunch of times this year where it's just like, the story is like, oh, he had an illegal gun. Oh, he hadn't registered his gun correctly. But then the whole story is just like this racist extremist who had said all sorts of horrible things on his social media. It's like, is that what it's about, or is it about the crime that he committed? Or are you trying to conflate the two things in your effort to slowly but surely turn this country into a place where believing certain things is illegal and will be punished by the police? Blatant violation of our most basic human rights. But no, they're racist, so don't stand up for them. Don't stand up for them. They're racist, and that means you agree with what they said if you say, hey, it's wrong to charge people for what they believe, right? Can we think for a second? Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this either. There are new protected classes coming into existence. That's right, folks. Criticizing scientists like Fauci could soon become a hate crime. A new article in a scientific journal is lobbying for criticism of scientists, specifically President Biden's COVID advisor, Anthony Fauci, to be labeled as hate. See, this is where this goes. This, you know, just think about where this goes, right? Oh, well, you know, you criticized a scientist. That means you are a hateful racist. So, you know, now you're going to be charged with scientist intimidation and be sent to jail for years. We're losing our freedom of speech. And of course, they're starting with the most extreme and, you know, hateful people. But when it's just language, when it's just speech, when it's just stickers, then that's all it is. And that's how you treat it. But no, we're not doing that anymore. But it's not just scientists. Protecting the future of journalism with the Journalist Protection Act. This from The Hill. So, yes, now they're making journalists and scientists protected classes that will see hate crime charges if they are attacked, or even hate speech charges if they are disagreed with. Journalists and scientists now to be treated as protected classes and shielded from criticism. This is a good thing, I guess. This is a good thing. Because clearly this will be extended InfoWars, right? Anybody that attacks us on the street will receive hate crime charges and go to prison for decades, right? No, obviously not. What about Dr. Stella Emanuel? What about the doctors that don't agree with Anthony Fauci? Will you be able to criticize them? Of course you will. You'll be able to demonize them to the ends of the earth. You'll be able to destroy their lives at will. None of this stuff is as it seems. None of this is legitimate. None of it is fulfilling the supposed good works that they're, you know, predicating all of this on. It's all deception. It's all to limit your freedom. It's all to destroy your ability to speak up against them and to stand up for yourself. That's all this is. Don't be fooled.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working in the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually kill more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I'm just looking at this. NYC orders restaurants and gyms to demand proof of vaccination for all customers. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has officially announced plans to implement his first in the U.S. policy requiring proof of COVID vaccination in order to participate in indoor activities like dining indoors and going to the gym. As the New York Times reported earlier, the policy will be phased in this month, taking full effect when the school begins in September. So this is it. I mean, this is the month. This is the month where it's all decided. Between now and September, the fate of humanity will be in the balance. Will they be able to saddle us with the digital panopticon, total control, tracking, surveillance, medical tyranny, permanent subjugation devices, or will we put a stop to this? That's what has to be decided in the next month, because this is the poison pill. This is not going to be reversed, ever. You understand that, right? This is not a temporary policy, and they're not even pretending like it is. At least in the beginning, they would at least pretend to think it was just 2 weeks to slow the spread. At least they offered that little bit of hope, right? I'll just do this for a little bit. It's just temporary. They aren't even suggesting this is temporary anymore. They're just saying from now on, you will be excluded from public life if you do not take their vaccines. Vaccines, right? Multiple vaccines. Because again, why would they stop with this one? What you're suggesting we enter into is a world where, I mean, there's no limit to it. I was going to say, like, every 3 months, you have a new injection from the pharmaceutical company. And if you don't get it, then that's it. Well, I got all the 6 shots before this. Well, too bad. You didn't get this one. You're excluded from life. You cannot go to the store. You cannot go buy food. You cannot go visit your friends. Your friends themselves will actually do the work of the government for them and exclude you from their lives purposefully. That's the world we're entering into. And it never ends. It's not going to stop. So we have 1 month. They've given us a deadline now. This is the time period that we have. Meanwhile, you have you know, Nancy Pelosi and her personal guard of Capitol Police that are not subject to FOIA requests, that are not subject to any true oversight, that do not have any sort of legitimate existence at all, really, but especially not outside of Capitol Hill itself. Like, we're just letting them get away with it. We're just, like, letting them do this. And do we just, like, I guess this is just the world that we're in now, and I hate to see it happen, but, you know, at a certain point, you have to stop asking the question, like, well, can we prevent this somehow? And just think, like, all right, somebody is going to be in control of this, and somebody is going to use it to crack down on their enemies. Yeah, we must start planning for a permanent pandemic. Like, it might as well be us, right? What a horrible world to live in. What a horrible situation to be set up in. Where it's just like, we're sending out a private, you know, government-controlled Democrat enforcement wing. It's going to use incredibly high-tech surveillance equipment. It's going to be partnered with big tech. It's going to have direct access to everything from your constant, you know, location monitoring to your health records, all at the click of a button, totally warrantless. They'll be able to kill you on site. No justification, no warning. You won't even find out their identity. I'm not speculating. I'm talking about Ashley Babbitt in this situation. You understand that, right? Like, this has already happened. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm saying this is the situation we are already in at this point. And they're going to start enacting not just, you know, really egregiously overreaching health laws, but those very easily meld into mental health laws, right? Suddenly all the doctors that are telling you to get the vaccine are also going to be the ones telling you it's a mental illness to like freedom. It's a mental illness to want guns. It's a mental illness to not want to be subject to medical experimentation. And then even more of your rights will be taken away. And if you try to resist that, they'll kill you outright again, like they are already doing now with the red flag laws. So, I mean, I don't know. If half of our country or more literally cannot comprehend the, like, value of liberty, and are just doing everything they can to destroy it and destroy physically us, not just, you know, our culture or our way of life. I mean, is this the option that we're left with? It's either like, all right, the private secret police of the Democrats are just going to come round us up one by one, or we can, you know, vote them out of office, get our people in, and then use those same police forces to round up our enemies. Like, you understand that's the inevitable consequence. Just like the inevitable consequence of lawlessness is just total chaos and crime, right? Like, if you don't have a system there that punishes crime for you as an organ of the state that actually goes out and investigates and finds the murderer and, you know, puts them on trial and tries to find out whether or not they're guilty and allows 12 anonymous strangers to, you know, decide their fate. Like, without that, if I think you killed me, I'll go kill you. And then your family will come kill me. And then my family will come kill you. And then your family will come kill me. And it's just chaos and nonsense and insanity, right? That's what we're experiencing on a political level, is in the same way that we're seeing the breakdown of society on the level of lawfare and legality and crime, we're seeing the breakdown of politics. And what it means is that the formerly stable, pleasant, peaceful agreement where you shared power, where even if you had the ability to oppress your opponent, you didn't do it because you understood the risk, you understood what you were destroying when you did that, like, that's gone now, I guess. And so now it's just cutthroat, like, do whatever you can, destroy your enemies however you possibly can. Like, that's the way that they think. And we're still in this mindset of just like, please, we don't want to go to that world. We just don't want to be in a world where political factions are just using every hook and crook in the book to crush their political enemies by any means necessary. It's a recipe for disaster. It creates a feedback loop of repression and oppression that inevitably results in blood time after time after time. Marius and Sulla led to the fall of the Roman Republic. Marius got into power, cleared out a bunch of his political enemies. Sulla got into power, cleared out all of Marius's followers. Back and forth, right? What happened? All of the great leaders, all the big threats to the system were destroyed, were killed, right? All the people that were powerful and could stand up against the authoritarianism, they were the big threat to Marius. They were the big threat to Sulla, so they were the ones that got chopped down. The brave people, the upright people, the principled people, the smart people, they're the ones that get destroyed first, right? Happens in the French Revolution. The people that were sending, you know, their enemies to the guillotine by the thousands found themselves with their head in the notch a few days later. This is nothing other than just the most basic human nature. And so we can rise above that human nature and we can create something better where instead of constant retribution, and this feedback loop of, you know, eye for an eye, leaving the whole world blind, we could rise above that. We could say, we understand that the blessings of liberty and the ability for us to live freely and to, you know, even express uncomfortable ideas, even express ideas that you find abhorrent, it's worth it to endure that than to allow for the other side, which is, I'm going to read your mind and kill you for what I think that you think. That's what's going on now. So we're literally seeing the death of the West. We're seeing a regression into barbarism. We're seeing the total destruction of civilization as we know it to be replaced not by a society of, you know, virtuous people all working in concert, but a society of subjects and rulers, where the virtue of the subjects is not by their own volition. It's not, you know, their own free will leading to, you know, beneficial decisions for everybody. It's because they're only allowed to do what they're allowed to do. So maybe that's where we're going. I don't know. All I know is we're not going to be able to stop an incoming tide by stacking sandbags at the beach. We're not going to be able to stop a tidal wave, you know, with a dinner plate. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a tidal wave from every angle as anarcho-tyranny descends on our country. And God bless them, the GOP is valiantly standing in front of that tidal wave with a shield about the size of a dinner plate trying to resist it.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to set fast. They fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now, and our funding Because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostagard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second bestseller is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Giving in to having these chains put on you only makes them put the chains on tighter later. So that's why they squeeze and then release. Squeeze again, release again, but each time getting tighter. So by the time they've squeezed us down two or three times, we'll be at a level we'll never be able to get out of and won't be resisting at the key moment when they finally break our neck. And we're entering that neck-breaking area in the next year to two when they finally enforce these world IDs, when people are starving in mass, the borders are totally collapsed, and they're going to hold us hostage and say now, it's your fault you didn't take these IDs. It's your fault you didn't take these shots. And even when you finally give in, there's no food at the store, and you go and you take the shots, it's only going to get worse after that. Just like all these people that took the shots because they were, quote, heroes, that was going to make them invincible, and now they learn they're actually the super spreaders. They're the ones causing it. The countries that have the highest rates of inoculation have the highest rates of death and disease because it's all a trap. It's all a spiritual delusion.
What you have to do is go back into the 1970s when swine flu was an issue and they came up with the swine flu vaccine. And I was working in a hospital as an orderly at that time, taking care of patients that had developed this neurologic problem called Guillain-Barré syndrome in response to the swine flu. And we lost, I think it was somewhere around 25 people. And the United States, which didn't have a campaign of we're in this together and we care. 25 people was enough for the U.S. Population to get involved and for mainstream media, 60 Minutes, to do a story on the swine flu vaccine. Now here we are in 2021 and we're a great loving society and we're all in this together. And mainstream media doesn't seem to have an interest in covering a story about tens of, you know, 8, 9, 10,000 people in the U.S., 12,000 in Europe.
I don't just say this stuff to sound shocking, but I say they want to kill you and your family. That's their goal.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population.
We have 100 million people in this country, John, who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not vaccinated. We've really got to get those people to change their minds, make it easy for them, convince them, do something to get them to be vaccinated because they are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
They hear Fauci and they see these other liars on TV saying this lie. 99% of people dying have not taken the COVID shot. And notice now even Congress said, give us those statistics. That was a week ago. They won't do it. It does not exist. It's off Cook numbers, where they counted from the beginning of the fake pandemic in January of last year into January of this year when the inoculations began. And for the first month, they did not ask someone who had been inoculated, who was sick at the hospital, to do a COVID test because that was, quote, the CDC directive. That's how they took statistics. So they did not put any deaths from anyone else in the database to then create that fraudulent number. That's now confirmed.
There is no way for physicians to enter into the computer system when patients come into the hospital or clinic that they're having an adverse event to a SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, although there is for MMR, there is for influenza, but there's no code to enter in for the patient has an adverse event to any of these vaccines. So there's not going to be any computer record. When physicians try to log on and enter the code on computers, many of my colleagues tell me they're getting their information just kicked back out.
There's more than 40 countries, but there's about 22 that are really the most important. Island nations, you name it. But all of them are very isolated, very authoritarian, and very controlled areas. Singapore, Iceland, Israel. But many of them are physical islands. Gibraltar is 98% inoculated. Talk about a police state.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to AmericanJournalInfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this program, and we hope that you do support everything that we do here at InfoWars. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. You know, a lot of times we have a question of the day here, and I guess the question of the day would be, it's kind of the same as it's always been. It's what do we do now? What do we do to stop this? Now we just have the deadline. So the question is, what can we do in the next month to prevent all of this coming down, prevent the vaccine passports from being implemented, prevent the total and complete takeover by corporate interest of our entire economy and governmental system, prevent the implementation of the so-called Great Reset, as we now, you know, see the steel door to our jail cells slowly but surely closing in on us, and they've now given us a deadline, 1 month, 1 month to go. What are we going to do in the next month to prevent this from moving forward? Oh my gosh, where you have a graphic for it and everything? Look at that. Crew's working hard, folks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure that we keep this crew happy. I'm almost just at like a loss for, I'm almost at a loss for words. It's like all these stories, right? TheGuardian.com. Why most people who now die with COVID in England have had a vaccine. 29% of the 42 people who've died after catching the new strain had both vaccinations. That figure had risen to 43%, with the majority, 60%, having received at least one dose. So the majority of people dying have received at least one dose, and almost half the people dying have received two doses, which I think is about even with the vaccine rate in England. So essentially, whether you're vaccinated or not, there's no difference. You're just as likely. Meanwhile, you have Sweden. Despite variants, no lockdowns, they have no daily COVID deaths. Since COVID pandemic broke out, Sweden has been fought over more than any other part of Europe since Germany in the 30 years war. And refusing to use an iron fist to control the virus, lockdown advocates claimed it was either committing murder or suicide. Choose your favorite metaphor. Relatively few in claim the Nordic country was sparing both the economy and something called liberty with his light-handed approach. But now we're seeing that clearly it was the correct approach. It's just like we're just in this position where, like, we have to argue constantly, and it's just a total uphill battle, totally just like talking to a brick wall. We have all the information. We have all the statistics. We have all the moral certitude, moral certainty, and, you know, basic love of human rights and freedom that informs our information. And, like, we have to just yell and tear our hair out. Nobody listens to us, and then we're proven right. And then nobody cares, right? It's just time and time and time and time again. So it's just unbelievably frustrating. And I cling to the, you know, shred of hope that I'm just not seeing the people that are having their minds changed. I just don't hear from the people that are actually capable of, like, taking in information that is not regurgitated and fed to them through a tube like they're, you know, jacking into the Matrix. And hopefully people are seeing what's going on here, but I got to tell you, I really don't know what it's going to take. I really don't know what it takes after a year and a half of just everything they say being proven wrong, everything we say being proven right, every method of tyranny and oppression being rolled out right in front of our eyes, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. I don't know what to say. Media silent on bombshell Wuhan lab report as GOP lawmaker sounds alarm. Like, how many times, how long can we go with just, like, every conspiracy theory coming true? And still nobody believing. Still nobody understanding. Still nobody putting the lines between the data points to draw the constellation of the destruction of humanity that is there, right in front of their eyes. I mean, it's blatant what's going on here. It's not even a conspiracy at this point. They've branded it as the Great Reset. All the things we talk about. We've been told we're crazy conspiracy theorists. It'll never happen. Not only is it happening, but now they're admitting that they're doing it with the Great Reset and just slamming it in your face. Nobody's being punished. Nobody's being charged. Nobody's being held to account. The laws that are actually on the book are being blatantly ignored by the people that were voted in to uphold those laws. The DHS is making laws. The CDC is making laws. The White House is pressuring the Supreme Court to drop certain cases. There's no separation of power whatsoever. They're working intimately with the media to carry out this fraud. It's all blatant. It's all obvious. It's all out there, and nobody's doing anything about it. And I said this on the War Room yesterday, and I tweeted out again yesterday. You understand that if they came out today, if today at noon, the CDC held a press conference, and they said in very serious tones, after the testing of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, we've discovered severe spike protein growths in the receivers of the vaccine, and we found that they actually pose an incredible risk. We are immediately withdrawing all doses of the vaccine yet to be delivered. They'll be destroyed. We're suggesting nobody else get the vaccine. If you have gotten the vaccine, we suggest you call this number and put your name on this list, and, you know, you'll be the first to receive. And people, you know how people would react? You know how people would react after being told over and over and over again that the vaccine was safe? If they were told tomorrow, or if they were told today at noon, that it turns out the vaccine is incredibly deadly and you're probably going to die because of it, you know what they would do? They'd go watch CNN. They would go listen to Anthony Fauci tell them what to do. They would pay Pfizer and Moderna for the cure. No one would go to jail. No one would get in trouble. The only person they'd blame it on would be Trump. Well, Operation Warp Speed, that's the fault of it. That's what happened. Thank God we have Anthony Fauci here, the steady hand on the tiller, to guide us through this catastrophe. And Anthony Fauci would be up there. Look, yes, you might die if you got the vaccine, but we think you should still wear the mask until you do die. And everybody would go, oh, okay, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Am I wrong? Like, would anything else happen? Like, this is how fallen our society is. They could literally come out, and just like every other conspiracy that we've said, every other thing that we've said has been right. The lab leak, the gain-of-function research, the splicing of viruses, the ineffectiveness of masks, the ineffectiveness of social distancing, the economic destruction of lockdown, the psychological effects on children, the psychological effects on adults, the economic consolidation into the hands of the biggest, largest corporations in the entire world, a lockdown managed and planned by those very same corporations. Everything so far we've said has come true. And what's been the reaction so far? Nothing. It's been nothing. The vaccine passports, the mandated vaccines, the surveillance and destruction of privacy. Everything we've said so far, when we first said it, it was treated as a crazy conspiracy theory because of how extreme it is, because of how crazy what we were saying was. A year ago, everybody understood. If you said vaccine passport, they got a chill up their spine. They went, whoa, that's very creepy. Wow, that's really weird that you would even think anybody would do that. Like, you must be crazy. You're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist because you believe such an egregiously horrible thing would ever be promoted. Fast forward a year, they'll bite your damn jugular vein if you say you don't want to get the vaccine passport. So, if they came out and said the vaccine was deadly, would anybody do anything? They haven't done anything else about all of the other egregious violations that have now come to light. That's how fallen we are. We're stuck here.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these quote smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion for the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, bro.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for the fun of the product. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I'm telling you, folks, it really is. It's like watching a wildfire that's raging out of control. And every once in a while you get updates about a firefighter with a bucket of water who's managed to save a tree stump.
Keep your hand on your gun.
That's what we're dealing with here.
Don't you trust anyone?
Florida Representative Anthony Sabatini drafts bill to ban corrupt partisan Capitol Police from Florida. It's just like just this massive wildfire just sweeping through the forest, just burning everything to ash. And it's just like, throw a bucket of water. It's like, okay, all right. We may need some bigger buckets, I think. We may need something else to stop this raging, out-of-control wildfire burning our every liberty to cinders. There's that one, and then there's Senator introduces legislation to mandate voter ID for states that mandate vaccine passports. Ah, see how this works? You see how pathetic our side is? Yeah, okay. Well, you want to mandate a perpetual surveillance device that will dictate whether you're permitted to engage in normal, everyday commerce with the literal mark of the beast as foretold in prophecy? You want to completely subjugate every human being in this country and leash them with a digital chain so they're forever able to be surveilled, tracked, and barred from participating in events that you don't think they're qualified for? All right, well, in exchange, how about we have basic voter ID for elections. It's like, okay. Okay, well, you want to take my house and my car, and you want to eat all my food, you want to have all my money? Well, tell you what, in exchange, let me wear your t-shirt, right? Negotiation. So it's just like, it's so rare that Republicans actually do anything to stand up against the left's just endless onslaught, that I should be happy. But what they do actually choose to engage on is so pathetic that it really doesn't matter. It really does not matter. It is quite literally throwing a bucket at a forest fire. Senator introduces legislation to mandate voter ID for states that mandate vaccine passports. It's so pathetic. Every country in the world other than America has voter ID. It is the most basic level of security for one of the most important things to get right. Determines who leads our country. Should have some sort of emphasis on control and security and organization and regulation. We can't even get voter ID. We can't even get voter ID for elections. They're still passing mail-in ballot initiatives. They're still doing ballot harvesting. They still haven't been punished for the blatant voter fraud they carried out in November 2020. Meanwhile, they are trying to implement vaccine passports that will automatically be loaded onto your phone. You can't even prevent the app from appearing there and then tracking you and then sending that information to big tech. And then big tech shares that with the government. And now the government is mandating that corporations and companies don't allow you to shop there if you don't participate. Forest fire. Total destruction, total death, total overpowering of any resistance whatsoever. And we're just like, we can't get voter ID. We cannot get voter ID. After New York City announced that it will mandate vaccine passports for entry to events and even restaurants and gyms, a Republican senator has introduced a bill that will make it mandatory for any state using a vaccine pass system to also use a voter ID system. Like, it's cute, I guess. It's kind of cute. You know, it's kind of like when your little, you know, little kid brother wants to play football with you and, you know, you don't really tackle them that hard, right? Like, it's cute that they're trying to be involved. It's cute that they're trying to stop the Democrats. But everything else we've seen in the world, you know what happens, right? First of all, this will never pass because the Democrats sure as hell won't support it. The Republicans also won't support it. The Republican leadership sure as hell won't support it. So it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to pass. What if it did pass? What if by some miracle the Republicans were actually able to achieve anything, even this modest iota of resistance against the onslaught of the left? They would just do it anyway. But I guess that's why the question of the day is like, what do we do? Because clearly I can't think of a solution politically. You can pass this law. If you mandate vaccine passports, then you must mandate voter ID. You know what New York State will do? They'll mandate vaccine passports. They'll load them on your phone. They'll shut down companies that don't comply. And then they'll let illegal immigrants vote. And then this guy will go, hey, I passed the law. And they'll go, so? And we'll go, I'm taking this to the Supreme Court. And they'll go, okay. And then 2 years from now, the Supreme Court will see it and just punt on it and not decide anything. And it'll keep going. Like, that's the world that we live in now. Pass the law. See what happens. It doesn't matter anymore. If you don't have the physical power to implement your will, regardless of the will of the people, then that's the person who implements their will. That's the world that we live in. We used to have a democracy. We used to have a constitutional republic. We used to have oversight over who made policy in our country so we could recall them if the policy didn't match our will. That's not the country anymore. CDC is making laws, the DHS is making laws, the Supreme Court is making laws, the executive branch is just making laws. Total violation of the separation of powers, completely unconstitutional, completely tyrannical. Oh, but it's for your safety, so don't you dare question it, right? Sabatini, yeah, he actually says some good stuff about what, you know, he wants to stop the Capitol Police. With regards to Capitol Police, he argued that them moving into Florida is a hyper-partisan move and an intimidation tactic against American patriots. Capitol Police is run by Biden, Pelosi, Harris, and Schumer. So it's a totally partisan body, as corrupt as FBI, if not more so. They want to open up offices across the country, especially in Florida, to target and harass MAGA, Trump supporters, and First America patriots here. So I introduced a bill that will basically ban them entirely, so protect the liberty of the people of Florida. That's great. All very true. And he actually relates it to the treatment of the January 6th political prisoners, saying it's totally related. Their treatment was used as a show of force, a threat to anyone who loves this country to not try what they tried. Now they're trying to expand their operation so they can torture Trump supporters across the country, not just in D.C., because they see all Trump supporters and conservatives as terrorists, Representative Sabatini explained. I completely agree. I could not have said it better myself, that I'm very glad this guy is a representative. I hope this policy passes. But again, you need to go a step further. Like, you need to arrest the people who are putting this on. Like, it shouldn't just be like, I don't know what the enforcement methods are. But what they should be are, if a Capitol Police officer steps foot in Florida, he will be arrested. He will be charged with insurrection. He will be charged with something egregious. He will be going to jail for decades and we'll do it in a week. Like, we're not going to wait, and we're not going to parlay about this.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. You can wake up every morning to American Journal alerts. Sign up for live broadcast alerts by texting WakeUpUSA to 833-637-1776. That's WakeUpUSA, all one word, to 833-637-1776 to get your American Journal alerts. Here's a little riddle for you folks. How do you survive a forest fire? You're standing in a forest, or you're standing in a field of very dry grass, and there's a huge fire to your east, and there's a heavy, strong wind blowing to the west, and you see the fire rushing towards you, being carried by this wind. How do you survive? It's actually a pretty easy answer. It's pretty simple, actually, even though it seems a little bit counterintuitive. You start a fire. You start a fire. So what happens when you start the fire? That fire moves west and burns the grass in front of you and opens up an area of burnt grass that you can stand in, and that the fire that's rushing on will not burn and will go around you. I remember hearing that riddle when I was a little kid, and it's always stuck in my head. That's the way you survive. That's the way you survive a fire. You start a fire. Metaphor there. Little metaphor for you there as we go to the phone calls. How do we prevent this tyranny? 1 month left. T minus, what, 34 days, 32 days till the passport, vaccine passport goes into effect in New York City, and the technocratic control system truly clamps down on the head of America. Let's go to John in Florida, who has comments about how we prevent this tyranny. Thanks for calling in, John. You're on the air.
Mr. Harris.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
I've got one thing to say. Take it for what it's worth. Maybe people will listen. General George Washington was a smart man. He got down on bended knees, and he won the battle. It's time to get down on bended knees, and don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. Just like Isaac Newton said, what goes up must come down. Christ is going to come down. When he comes down, it's not going to be a peaceful thing, because the people that are wicked are going to burn unchaffable forever and ever.
Wow, I like that call a lot. Thank you very much, John. Very inspiring and very true. Give it all to God and don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. Thank you very much for that call, John. I appreciate that. That was good. Let's go now to who else do we have? Joshua Abraham in Midland. He has a comment that harkens back to the days of in the drug-free 1980s. Just say no. Thanks for calling in, Joshua. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Harrison. Let me give a shout-out to my brothers in Freemasonry. Hope you guys are reading your Bible. My dad was Larry Abraham, who wrote None Dare Call a Conspiracy.
Oh, wow.
He was the one that, he was the one that first exposed the New World Order. Now, this is my problem. A couple weeks ago, while you were on vacation, I called in and I gave the full disclosure of what the Masons told me at our meeting, that the Third Temple will be built by 2030. They laughed it off and they went on to a next call. Then Leo Zagami comes on and says the same thing. And the next time I called in, I gave the full disclosure of Operation Majority and the false alien invasion that we were told in the Masonic Lodge. And then Dr. Stephen Greer comes on and says the same thing. I'm, like you said, I am beating my head against the wall. So I'm trying to tell you guys that my full infiltration into the Masons and my mentor, Fritz Springmeier, who wrote Bloodlines of the Illuminati, confirmed I am the first researcher on record to fully expose and infiltrate the Freemasonic Lodge and get around the Oath of Light of Satanism. And I'm trying to give this information to you guys, but that's okay. But how are we going to defeat this? You know, I hear it all day. We're being treated like cattle. We're being treated, you know, we're all talking about this communism and treated by, treated like, animals. If you just get down to the nit and gritty of the research, you're all going to figure out it all comes down to one group. They own Hollywood. They own the banks. These are the Khazarian Zionists. Everyone else is a foot soldier for these guys. They even got control of Freemasonry. I infiltrated that ship for – sorry, excuse my language. I infiltrated Freemasonry for the past 7 years. And when I got up to the 33rd degree and was shown the four holy books, I realized that this is all Zionist controlled, just like the banks, just like Hollywood, just like everything else. If we can get down to one group, David Duke was right. And it's amazing how you guys have banned that interview. You also banned my interview back in 2012. I mean, you guys talk about free speech and censorship, but you guys are censoring your own people. We have to understand that. I mean, you guys talk about Trump. Why don't you guys talk about how his son-in-law owns the building 666 on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan that makes, it's called Lucent Technologies, that is making the RFID chip. Donald Trump made Operation Warp Speed. He set up the pins, and now his son-in-law is just going to knock him down. Another Zionist. We have to understand.
I mean, look, hey, I talk about Kushner all the time. I don't trust that dude as far as I can throw him. I mean, I think he's one of the number one people responsible for the failure of the Trump administration, because Trump seems to put so much weight behind him. But I mean, I think this is very fascinating. So your dad wrote None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and you yourself have infiltrated the Masons. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with you. I must have missed your phone calls, in before. I think if you don't understand, the Third Temple and, the plan to create, to rebuild the Third Temple, I think that's pretty central to the whole globalist scheme. I think there's definitely an aspect of that. But at the same time, you got to understand the atmosphere that we're in, and that you can't talk about this stuff without being very clear exactly who you're talking about and what they did and what they're doing and what they're engaged in and what their plans are and why you know this stuff. It just doesn't convince anybody if you are blaming a whole group of people without the details behind it. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying. Let me tell you something, Harrison. I took my case and I got the contract and the messages to prove it. Project Veritas denied me. I told them I will get the hidden camera in there and I will expose the Brotherhood. You know what James O'Keefe said? He said, we don't go down the Masonic rabbit hole.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, look, you can't blame them. They can choose their battles, just like we choose ours. Look, nobody's silencing you. You've had a couple minutes to talk on this program, and I appreciate the call. Feel free to call in again. I'd like to hear from you, but we're going to move on to see if we can't get some more answers as to what we can do in the next month to actually, save the world from the oncoming imposition of technocratic oppression coming down on us. And I don't think going after the Masons is exactly going to help us. Let's go to Justin in Baltimore. Thanks for calling in, Justin. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Harrison?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to comment on how McCarthy, and like all he said was about New York, how it's un-American. It's like, how is nobody really standing up and saying anything? Like, you don't even got to announce some law or bill. They're not even saying anything about the vaccine passport that de Blasio announced. And he's on, I think, CBS and their office this morning. He's literally having an interview live on air. Like, after he just announced that, talking about Cuomo. Another distraction.
Yeah, so, I think you're right. That's interesting that you said that. It's up to the people of New York City now. That's actually who it's up to now, because that's the, they're trying to set the precedent with New York City. If the people of New York City go along with this, it makes it that much easier for them to roll this out across the country. We need to see massive protests in New York City, and we need to see New Yorkers stand up for themselves and not allow this imposition on their freedom. You've got to stand up, folks.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people
would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You might not know this, folks, but there are new protected classes in America. We already have several protected classes. In fact, almost every class, except for a few, are protected. It's actually easier to list the things that aren't protected, but the ones that are protected, minorities, Black people, brown people, Asian people, women, of course, protected minority, homosexuals, protected minority, trans people, protected minority. Well, now there's more. We're adding two new classifications, and now it's being promoted and indeed passed under this government. Criticizing scientists like Fauci could soon become a hate crime. New article in a scientific journal is lobbying for criticism of scientists, specifically President Biden's COVID advisor, Anthony Fauci, to be labeled as hate. That's right, folks. Criticism to be labeled as hate. The National Pulse explains the article authored by Peter Hotez, sometimes a guest on legacy media outlets, called to, quote, extend federal hate crime protections to scientists facing criticisms. He says this, quote, a band of ultra-conservative members of the U.S. Congress and other public officials with far-right leanings are waging organized and seemingly well-coordinated attacks against prominent U.S. biological scientists. It's just kind of hilarious. Seemingly well-coordinated attacks against prominent biological scientists. It's just, it's like, all right, a prominent biological scientist lies, and then everybody sees that lie and then speaks up about that lie, and it's like, this seems well-coordinated. Why are they all speaking up at once? It's like, well, he told a lie, so now we're all speaking up about this. And he's then using that lie to justify massive incursions into our sacred liberties in order to destroy them. So we're going to speak up against this, even if you do shade your proclamations under the color of science. Your so-called science is a religion, and you're trying to pass blasphemy laws to protect your priests. That's all you're doing. He goes on to say, in parallel, conservative news outlets repeatedly and purposefully promote disinformation designed to portray key American scientists as enemies. Like, we get what these people are about, right? We understand what these people are all about. They're about silencing you. They're about protecting their priest class from criticism by the lowly underlings whose only purpose is to listen and believe, right? You don't think for yourself. We think for you. That's what these people are all about. And I'm not just projecting onto them. Like, that's what they're telling you right now. Meanwhile, their conception of us is, like, just wild. Just wild the way they paint people that are not just instantly obedient to the dictate of some lab coat wearing weirdo, right? Hey, you can't give us the benefit of the doubt. I at least can give these guys the benefit of the doubt and just say, look, they're stupid and scared and easily controlled by nefarious forces that exploit their fear and weakness that they've created. Like, I can understand these people are just like frightened little children and, you know, think it's scary that Fauci could be wrong. So they want to shut up the people that are telling them Fauci's wrong because that's scary to them. But what they say about us is that we literally purposefully promote disinformation. Let's see, Business Insider, The Guardian, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, LA Times, Daily Mail, Zero Hedge, like National File, RT, Reuters, Sky News, AP News, CNN. I'm covering mainstream media. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing, right? But the conception they would have you believe is that we sit here in this office and just make things up. We just think, what can we baselessly make up today? Weird how all of the things that we just make up in our imagination, the disinformation that we're spreading just because we, for some reason, just totally illogically have an inbred hatred for scientists because we're just ignorant and scared of knowledge. Like, this is the image they're trying to paint as to who we are. But it's very weird that all of our imaginings, all of our disinformation that we just, you know, maybe the orders we receive from Putin, and yet we're always right. And yet every time our bizarre imaginings turn out to be exactly what's really happening. How does this work? How does this happen? Maybe your cartoonish depiction of us is so incredibly baseless, and yet you're predicating actual law on this, on the idea that we aren't making, you know, well thought out, scientifically informed, human rights centered objections to the fiat declarations of the likes of Anthony Fauci, because we understand that he doesn't have a monopoly on science, and every 2 weeks or so, his views that he emphatically champions completely flip to the opposite with no recognition or regard or excuse whatsoever. It's just, you do not need to wear a mask. 1 week later, if you don't wear a mask, we'll arrest you. Why, Anthony Fauci? Well, the science. Like, we're not stupid. We understand what's going on. We see exactly what you're doing. And we understand exactly the tactic of framing all criticism of Anthony Fauci and all ulterior information to what is being provided by the official sources, portraying all of that as hate, makes it very convenient to shut down people that are against you, that are distanced to you. Like, it's not hard to figure out what you're up to. You're not a very subtle group of people, unfortunately. But it's not just scientists, folks. Protecting the future of journalism with the Journalist Protection Act. Here from the Hill. This is already being proposed. So journalists and scientists will be protected classes. You won't be able to criticize them. And if they are ever physically attacked, it'll be treated as a hate crime. A couple extra decades tacked on to the assault charge. Now, meanwhile, as this article goes on to talk about the ever-increasing attacks on the press, democracy is at risk. 99% of attacks against press took place at Black Lives Matter rallies last year. And I cannot tell you the number of videos that I have saved. I can show them. I'll bring them tomorrow. Fox News reporters being physically assaulted and attacked. Independent reporters being viciously savaged on the street. Then every once in a while you get a Trump supporter like going up to CNN and being like, "You guys suck." And they're like, oh no, help us, save us. Meanwhile, there's just like frozen Coke cans getting hurled at the head of Fox News reporters. And they're just like, "This is the bravest thing I've ever seen. This is so amazing." Same thing with the scientists, right? Scientists must be a protected class. Criticizing scientists is hate speech. Oh, but Dr. Stella Emanuel, when she talks about the life-saving properties of hydroxychloroquine, she'll have her license to practice medicine stripped away from her. She'll be attacked on all sides. She'll be sued. She'll be destroyed. She'll have her career and reputation ruined, even though she was right. And she's a doctor and she's a scientist. All of these laws that they're putting into place, if they actually did what they say they did, they would still be wrong. But let's tack on to that the understanding that we have that all of this is a smoke shield. All of this is cover to protect the liars and their lies. You cannot criticize scientists now. You cannot criticize journalists now, apparently. You'll also be kicked off of big tech if you criticize politicians in certain cases. It's happened many times. So these are our protected classes. It'll only be implemented. It'll only be enforced in one direction. You'll be charged with a federal hate crime for daring to question the dictates of your scientific elite. That's all it is. And the journalists in the same thing, like we covered, they already passed it. Already said they were going to do it. They're no longer investigating leaks from the government. And again, it's like ostensibly a good thing. I'm in favor of information leaking from the government. I'm in favor of whistleblowers getting information to journalists. The problem is the journalists are the government now. The problem is all this is setting up is for the ability of the federal government, who has all of the information and is working in tandem with big tech to get all of the information. And now they're going to be able to leak to journalists. And there won't even be an investigation about it. So it'll be a leak from the government, which will be treated as true by the journalists, who will do no investigation or background research to find out if the leak is actually valid. They'll just report it. Of course, if it's a leak of something that goes against the mainstream narrative, against the cathedral, as Michael Malice calls it, against the overstate, as Jack Posobiec calls it, against whatever the, you know, vague and ill-defined cabal of people that are working in coordination in media and government and entertainment, if you leak something that goes against them, they'll never publish it. They'll probably just send it to their buddies at the FBI and go, "Hey, look at what this leaker tried to send me." Then there probably will be an investigation. Because after all, the journalist didn't publish it, so it's not like a whistleblower investigation. It's something else. So all these laws predicated on hate just to destroy your freedom.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms enzymes, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun. American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us, and I hope that you do. We are going to get into your phone calls just as soon as we get back on the other side of this quick little video I'm going to show you. We got Matt in Ohio, Henry in Chicago, JR in New York. Will come to all of you, so stay on the line. But first, I want to go to this video. It's actually an interview with Tucker Carlson interviewing the director of the National Intelligence Apparatus, John Ratcliffe, about the fact that COVID came from the Wuhan lab. What? I'm shocked. Oh, my goodness. Here it is.
John Ratcliffe is the former director of national intelligence in this country. He just wrote an op-ed on FoxNews.com that includes this assessment, quote, I had access to all of the U.S. government's most sensitive intelligence related to the pandemic. My informed opinion is that the lab leak theory isn't just a possibility. At the very least, it is more like a probability, if not very close to a certainty. John Ratcliffe joins us tonight. John Ratcliffe, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate
Tucker,
it.
Good to see you.
So,
you bet.
So many implications here, but you were one of the very few people in a position to make the statement that you just did. You believe that the theory that this virus emerged from the Wuhan virology lab to infect the world is almost certainly true. Why do you believe that?
Well, Tucker, it's not just me. The folks that other folks that had the most access to the most sensitive information, folks like Secretary of State Pompeo, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, all of us that had access to that intelligence have long believed that the most likely outcome of where this virus came from an origin standpoint, was the Wuhan Institute of Virology, based on intelligence that we have. The question was, how much of that could we publicly disclose? And in January, one of the reasons that I worked with Secretary Pompeo to put out the fact sheet that we did, disclosing many of the factors that you just outlined about circumstances at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, was we wanted to put as much information as we could out there without jeopardizing our sources and methods into our eyes and ears, right, if you will, into the Chinese Communist Party.
I noticed that the Biden administration, which has controlled the federal government for more than 6 months now, still seems to be hiding this information. If this is true, and it seems almost certain that it is true, as you said, what are the implications of this? The Chinese government has basically destroyed American society and our economy. So how do we respond to that?
Well, that's why I wrote the op-ed. I mean, one of the first opportunities for the international community to actually do something instead of a strongly worded letter or some rhetoric is to take action. And, you know, Tucker, if you look objectively at China's conduct over the last year or so, millions of Muslim Uyghurs either murdered, tortured, raped, or imprisoned, and 4 million people worldwide impacted by a virus that originated and was covered up by the Chinese Communist Party, will be hosting the Winter Olympics. Now, of all of the despotic regimes around the world, I can't think of any country that is less deserving than having the world's athletes paraded into their country for a festival and celebration of international goodwill and friendship. The United States needs to lead on this issue, along with the countries of the world, and say, look, you can't say, come to Beijing for the Olympics on one hand, and on the other hand, say, go to hell with your investigation into the origins of COVID-19, which is exactly what the Chinese Communist Party is doing. So, you know, it's time to get past tough rhetoric and to hold China accountable. And it's a great opportunity for the Biden administration to do that. They've acknowledged the genocide of Muslim Uyghurs, and they've acknowledged that China has even turned their back on the World Health Organization. So time for the Biden administration to put up action that would support the rhetoric and lead on this.
So it's interesting that all the so-called human rights community, Freedom House and Ann Applebaum at the Washington Post and Max Boot and all the people who care so deeply about human rights around the world, all give China a pass. You kind of wonder why that is. John Ratcliffe, I appreciate your coming on tonight. Thank you.
You bet.
That. I think we
Thanks,
can
Tucker.
Declare this mystery solved.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Look, I love the War Room. Owen Schroyer is hilarious, and he gets fired up, and it's really amazing. I love the Alex Jones Show. Obviously, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. You can't go wrong with that. But come on, folks, American Journal's got the best music. Do we not have the best music? You got to give us that at least, right? I like our music. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but it's because I got to choose the music. I want to read this real quick. Again, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that it is. It's a post on Reddit. It was actually reposted on Twitter by Twitter user Gersh. And this Reddit user says this: I was raped this last weekend by a woman with a penis. And the police told me they can't do anything about it because the woman with the penis told them she didn't do it. The woman then threatened to report the officers for being transphobic if they arrested her. Then they dismissed me. What should I do? They talk about, say, I met this woman off Tinder for a hookup. On my profile, I mentioned that I like women with vaginas. But after she asked me what my preference was, she never disclosed to me. She was a transgender person. I don't mean to laugh. I mean, it's rape. It's not exactly a laughable topic. At the same time, this is what you can expect to see even more of. In fact, I haven't really covered it too much, but there's been a lot of stories recently about the trans YouTuber Chris Chan. Did some pretty nasty stuff, and now apparently has been arrested and will be held with the women in prison. Meanwhile, you have trans women in the California prison system raping the prisoners there that they're being locked in with, and in some cases getting them pregnant. were having babies born in prison as a result of the transgender women going to stay with the real women, right? The transgender women that then rape and get pregnant, the real women. It's like, what? Is it transphobic to say that if you get someone pregnant, you're not a woman? Yeah, probably is. Probably hate crime. Inmate reported pregnant after California law allows men housed with women. Just everything is fake. Everything is collapsing and falling apart. What do we do about it? Help me, audience. Let's go to the phone calls. Angus in Pittsburgh has an idea of how to prevent tyranny. Thanks for calling in. Angus, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Harrison. Nice, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you said how to stop the tyranny. Private security, police force, build your own police force. Also, if they start the COVID passports or the or more of the mask mandates, when you go to the grocery store or wherever you have to go, go with five or six of your best friends and make sure you all don't wear masks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And because they can't arrest you all.
Mm.
That would work. If we get to 2024, what we're going to see happen, like I said, I think I called him before and said this, before December, I think you're going to start seeing a lot of people dropping dead from taking the shots. And so that's going to lend a lot of credence to the concept that there's no need to listen to these people anymore. They've been exposed. They're already exposed.
And actually, that's a great point. And that's why it actually is worth it to keep talking about this stuff, even if it seems like you're banging your head against a brick wall. And, no matter how much we're proven right, it's like people still won't listen to us. It's kind of frustrating. But we do need to be putting this stuff out there for when we are inevitably proven right. We really need to get the message out going, hey, here's what else you need to know. Here's how we know this. Here's the big plan that this is all a part of. Like, people need to know, not just, as Angus points out, that these people that they're listening to are liars, which is a valuable lesson that they need to learn, but they also need to know the people that are not liars and the truth that we're telling. And so we need to be here to be providing answers for the people when they discover everything they've been told has been a lie this entire time. And hopefully they're able to maintain the mental fortitude it takes to, withstand that blow, withstand that having the rug pulled out from underneath you as you realize that all of the people you have put your full faith and trust into do not deserve it in the slightest and never have. Thanks for calling in, Angus. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. He says, we cannot just do nothing. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
I wanted to start by saying, according to Facebook, you are a dangerous individual. I shared an article in December 2020. It was your Snopes covers up infertility agent in Pfizer vaccine. They blocked that, but I ended up getting that overturned, and they said it didn't actually go against their community standards.
Oh, wow.
As well as the Sherry Tenpenny video with Alex Jones, that two-hour interview.
Interesting.
I got that.
What's really funny, Matt? If you go into Facebook, you can actually see what Facebook thinks about you. I can't remember exactly how to do it now. It might be different now, but it used to be a way, and I probably haven't been on Facebook in a year, but you used to be able to go in and it would tell you what it thought about you. And I can't remember all the things that it said, but I do remember it tells you what it thinks your political leanings are. And on mine, it always said very liberal. It was like Facebook thinks I'm very liberal, apparently. The Facebook algorithms in general are just such a ridiculous farce. But that's funny that you'd say that they think I'm a dangerous individual because according to my profile, they think I'm extremely liberal.
Maybe you're too liberal.
Maybe so.
On that note, I've always been classic liberal. Alex Jones woke me up 2 years ago. I was never political. I hated the whole system. I looked at it like it was two sides of the same coin, and there was nothing a small person like me could do. But we can't have that mindset anymore. We need to stand up and unite. We can't let them divide us. we need to be more like, I don't know if I can say it, badass Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
We need to get information out. And on that note, I wish there was a better way to compile this information to be able to give it out. Because when you're looking for specific things, it's like a needle in a haystack.
Mm.
Unless you're prepared like he is or like you guys are to go on the air. Like
yeah,
said,
I mean, even with us, it's such a constant deluge that we try to hang on to stuff or try to remember. So, you know, I have a vague idea about a story I heard, and, you know, luckily the crew is so good at, you know, finding things I vaguely reference that we're usually able to source whatever I'm talking about. But, yeah, it's very hard to do that in real life. And if you don't have the information off the top of your head or if you can't prove it, and a lot of people say, well, but where are you getting that information? And, like, they'll always find the excuse not to believe what you're saying, even when it's obviously true. But you're right. And that's a great, you know, task for info warriors out there. I mean, you know, I haven't been able to develop a really effective system yet. I have like four systems that I work with. I have like bookmarks. I have documents with links. I have, you know, other applications that I use to try to sort stuff. But it's all such an overwhelming amount of information. It's hard to sort it and organize it and be able to access it quickly. So, I mean, that, you know, if InfoWarrior's out there and, you know, want to do something helpful, you know, that's a great way to start doing stuff. Just like start compiling links that you think are important. Yeah, this is one day, and this is a very light day today, and you see all these stories. But, you know, if InfoWarriors want to go on, you know, Google Docs or some sort of, you know, application where you can share documents and stuff and just, you know, make documents. It's like, here's the vaccine information document. Here's the this document. Here's that document. You have the access to everything. We report it here on InfoWars, but we're, you know, constantly trying to keep up with all the new, you know, cascade of information that we get every day. That, you know, it would be a great task, a little chore. It'd also be very fun for InfoWarriors out there just to work together and try to compile, like, libraries of information that are easily accessible and easily searchable. I'm not sure exactly how that would work, but, you know, I'd love to be involved in it and share it with people, and it'd be a very valuable resource, you know, if that could be done. So that's a great way to stand up and fight back, is actually just provide the information they have. Then again, sometimes that doesn't work, because I compiled a huge list of vaccine reactions, and I would send that to people, and they would ask me about the vaccine, and then they would get the vaccine anyway. So maybe it's just hopeless.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background
And I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here. But it's really true. Listeners are incredible. And when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second bestseller is Bodies Ultimate Tumor Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So, really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're back, folks, to the program, directly out to your phone calls. No hesitation here. Damien in Arizona has a comment about preventing tyranny. Thanks for calling in, Damien. You are on the air. Damien from Arizona? All right, we got to move on. Tim from California has a comment about the same topic. Thanks for calling in, Tim. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when I was out driving my 18-wheeler all over America, part of that time was during the Obama administration, so I really couldn't do it then. But one of my biggest regrets is that I didn't each day write down something outrageous that was going on, because before you could really react to how outrageous it was, the next day he did something even more outrageous.
Right.
And I'm more convinced than ever this is simply Obama's been hiding out for 4 years, getting everything in order so that when they stole the election, he would have what he had, a stack of 47 documents already pre-prepared. And he goes, I don't even know what I'm signing here. Okay.
Obama is definitely helping to pull the strings from the shadows. I mean, there's a few people, but Obama is 100% one of them.
I think we should definitely make a list now, because we've learned our lesson. Last time, not having a list isn't helping. But here's the solution, and I'm probably going to get banned from now on. Please forgive me, but I think it's the right thing to do. I think when you get in a time of war, sometimes you have to join forces and you have to close ranks. And there's other people besides InfoWars that are out there fighting this battle. But a lot of them, they're talky-talky, but not a lot of action. Now, I'm going to bring up something. This guy's got, number one TV show, number one radio show. He's got the number one book in the country. And, of course, I'm talking about Mark Levin. And he's got a book out right now called American Marxism. And for an older guy like me, man, this really hits home, because you can see this thing's been creeping in for 40 or 50 years now into the education system, into Hollywood, and into all these different things. And now they just come out and go, here I am. And everyone's like, whoa, what do we do? And the neat thing about this book is it's the longest book he's ever written. And it's like 300-something pages. And it's got seven chapters. And the first six chapters basically fully immerse you with what is happening. And the seventh chapter is basically a call to action. And he's laid out just dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of very concrete things that everyone can do. And the nice thing about Mark Levin when he writes books is he's like what you were talking about. Man, he's got like 400 citations at the back of the book. It's not just opinion, partner. Here's the fact. Here's the document. Here's this. Go look for yourself.
What are some of the calls to action he recommends?
Haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. I didn't want to raise the head. But I do have the book, and I recommend everyone get it. All of his books are great. But But it's just that the concept is that you need to have this, because if I'm, you know, old enough to have a 20-something-year-old granddaughter, and I really couldn't wrap my arms around it, you need somebody that can kind of say, look, here's what happened to you. Here's how this happened. And they just take the process of walking you through it. And then when you get to the end, okay, now what are we going to do?
Right.
And let me see if I kept it here.
I got to move on to some other callers, Tim, but I appreciate the book suggestion. I'll definitely check it out. And look, I'm all for joining forces. That's one thing that the Republicans are not good at for some reason, is just joining forces and standing up for each other and defending each other. It's like we have this, you know, pathological inability to just protect each other. It's responsible for where we are now, quite frankly. So thanks so much for the call. Very good tips there, Tim. Let's go to Patriot in California. Patriot in California, you are on the air.
Just a baby.
All right, so first, hello? Patriot?
Go around there. Well,
all right. Patriot's not paying attention. Let's go to, is it Gov Momo in Somethingville? Thanks for calling in, Governor Momo.
You would be correct there, but let me refresh it. And in order to understand the man, first we must understand where the man comes from. I come from a perverted island next to Naples. It's called Nipple. And some might say we do things ass backwards, but I assure you, we don't care which way your ass is facing. We'll grope you from the front or the back. People must understand.
Hold on. Is this the governor of New York?
This is Governor Momo, and I'm from a little place called Nipple. All right. So,
okay.
So I just want to illuminate a couple things for you guys. All right.
Please do, Governor.
People must understand that many different cultures have different customs. For instance, when we greet each other, it's bare-chested, a vigorous nipple rub. It's between man, woman, gay, straight, animals. We all greet the same way on this little perfect perverted island, Nipple.
I learned how to rub nipples from my mother. She taught me how to do it. It's what we do here in Nipple.
Correct. Just one more example of my customs and my culture.
Please.
For instance, over here, you know, in a place I deemed was never great, you may tell your daughter, nice dress. I would say, nice tomato can, foot. That's just how we talk. You understand what I'm saying? That's just the way we do things. So now, some people may deem these acts as sexual assault, where I would say, you are assaulting the people of Nipples and our way of life.
Look, diversity is our strength, and we respect and honor the proud people of Nipple and their strange but very loving, way of greeting people. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think it's frankly racist to claim that it's assault, sir.
I agree. I'm just glad everyone took the time to listen to me, all right? And just know, it's not groping, it's probing, all right? It's like a blind guy. I'm just trying to get a good feel of what's going on, you know what I mean? So my hands may explore, they may go to places that, you know, you may not want them there, but I need to know who you are. I need to know how you work. I need to know everything is functioning correctly. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Of course, because you care about your constituents. Well, I thank you so much for calling in, Governor. You know, I say good luck, you know, in the troubles that you're facing. I say resist. I say just stay in office. What are they going to do about it? Wow. Thank you so much for the call. Truly an honor to speak to the governor of that proud and perverted nation of Nipple. Wow, truly amazing. Let's go now to JR in New York, who wants to talk about preventing tyranny. How do we do it, JR? Talk to us.
Well, I think it's too late to prevent the tyranny because it's already here. But on a different note, and thank you, Governor Momo, for your I actually live under rule of Governor Momo, and my nipples are completely raw at the moment.
All right, this is not going to become a thing with callers. We're dropping this joke right now. I'm putting my foot down. You mentioned a nipple, you're getting dropped from here on out. It was funny at first, but I'm not letting this go on anymore. So, JR, that's enough of that. That's enough of that, sir. Right. No having fun here.
Right,
get to the real point. Get to your real suggestion, please.
Fun and games is over, but obviously it's too late. They've already sealed the deal with COVID, and they've had this these laws on the books, like behind our backs. Now, what I called in about is called the Genocide Treaty. It was signed in by Ronald Reagan in 88. Okay, and it was first created in 1946, and its original purpose is for genocide, but it's individuals committing genocide and governments aiming this blame at individuals. So what it does is it hides their ability to, it basically makes them legally immune to committing genocide because they stipulate how genocide is committed by individuals, on individuals. And it's specifically a religious thing, but these creative lawyers can break it down into subgroups. And now what they can do is claim that anyone who is refusing to take the COVID shot is a genocidist because they leave it wide open. Meanwhile.
Interesting. No, that's very interesting. I'm sorry, we have to go to break, but I hadn't heard about this. Here's a story from Washington Post from a long time ago. We'll take a look at this. Thanks for letting us know about this. Thanks, sir.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right. Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. If you were watching War Room yesterday, you may have seen an interview with one attorney, Thomas Rinns. And he was talking about a digital conference that he'd be putting on today at LifeSite News. Well, good news, folks. You can actually find that conference that will happen immediately following this program at 11 Central, 12 Eastern. It's called Stop the Shot Live Stream from the Truth for Health Foundation. And if you go to band.video, you can see LifeSite News has an icon on the left pillar. And also at the very top, right in the center, is the big Stop the Shot thumbnail. And you can click that. That will be live. It's a one-hour event. It will be happening today at 12 noon. It will feature Dr. Peter McCullough. It will feature Attorney Thomas Rinns, Sister Deidre Byrne, Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vliet, and Dr. Jose Transecos. The conference, hosted along with the Truth for Health Foundation, is titled Stop the Shot, The Rest of the Story. And again, you'll be able to find that at noon Eastern, 11 Central, at band.video there at the very top. And you can see it there on screen. Stop the Shot live stream with the Truth for Health Foundation, that part of the new LifeSite News channel at band.video. Folks, we continue to expand and progress and grow and dominate, quite frankly. Band.video has really transformed to what it was a couple years ago, when it was just a sort of haphazard, quickly put together replacement when we got kicked off of YouTube and all these other places. Well, it's transformed now, and we have channels from all sorts of amazing creators, from Nick Fuentes to LifeSite News now. Greg Reese, David Icke, Tommy Robinson. I mean, it's just all these amazing channels, all this incredible video that goes up, and it's all been brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com and viewers like you who go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy yourself a supplement, buy yourself a Block It Pocket, you know, the little small Faraday cage for your phone. Buy a present for your friend or your mom or dad. Buy yourself some Turbo Force and replace the sugar-laden energy drinks that you consume now. 50% off Turbo Force right now. Actually, you're getting 50% off a lot of our top products. Some of my favorite products and some of the fans' favorite products as well. Bodies, the vitamin C plus zinc and rose hips, the Turbo Force, all of that is 50% off right now. Truly amazing savings on really incredible products. And best of all, you help support everything we do here, from getting the great guests that we get, to putting on the shows that we put on, to the political activism, to band.video. I mean, can you think of a better way to spend your money than to get the great product and the great service from InfoWars? Here, as we continue to wage this unceasing and righteous war for the fate of humanity. It's a win-win situation, folks. You can't get a better, you know, it's like, hey, you get a great product and you save the country. Ain't that a deal? Ain't that a deal? We're going to go out to the phone calls in just a second. Apparently, we've got Patriot from California back on the line. Kyle from Michigan, we'll go to him next. But first, I want to go to this quick video. It's been going around, and it'll put a smile on your face if you don't have a heart of ice. It's really inspiring. It's the female wrestler in the Olympics for the American team. I actually don't have her name written down right here, and I want to get it right, so I'll find her name so you can look up this video a little bit later. But this has been going around and is just infectious in its joy and patriotism, and it represents everything that is truly wonderful about the great event known as the Olympics. Let's go now to this video. True joy, true champion, true patriot. Here it is.
Of course I surprised myself. Just by the grace of God, I'm able to even move my feet. Like, I just leave it in his hands, and I pray that all the practice, that the hell that my freaking coaches put me through, pays off. And every single time it does, and I get better and better. And it's so weird that there is no cap to the limit that I can do. And I'm excited to see what
what I have next.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA!
Well said. Congratulations. Enjoy that gold, and we'll see you out there on the podium, okay?
Thank you. I'm
so happy. That's great. Hugging the American flag like a blanket. You can just see the joy, the spirit, the liveliness, right? It's spiritual. It's metaphysical what we're dealing with here. It's not just like love the country because you're the country and we're like, you know, dominating patriots. You have to love our country. No, no. When you love your country, when you love your people, when you can be filled with this spirit of goodwill to your fellow American, it comes through. It shows. It's something good and wonderful. And on the opposite end is this just like angry, vitriolic, jealous, envious, like spiteful energy on the other side where it's all just like hate and self-absorption and narcissism. And the other side is just like bouncy, bubbly joy that's just like, I love everyone. It's just, it's great to see. It's great to see. And I'll say real quick before we go out to the phone calls, just because I was watching this yesterday. The Olympics are amazing. They really are great. And it's such a utter shame to see what they're doing to it now. And I haven't talked too much about the Olympics, but I have been watching them. And we started watching some old clips. They are running a channel now of Olympic highlights from the 80s, the 60s. I mean, they run things from all over the place. And we'd watched the current Olympics for a little while, and it was okay. You know, it was all right. We were enjoying watching the athletes or whatever. And then we went to the rebroadcast of the old Olympic Games where you have the entire stadium full of people cheering. And that person, you know, throws that shot put or hurls that javelin or crosses the finish line, and the whole stadium, you know, goes up in a roar. And then it all falls totally silent as they wait for the scoreboard to say the final score, to find out who won the gold, and those numbers come up and everybody cheers. And it's just like the life was so invigorating and inspiring and incredible. And it's like, oh, this is what was missing. Oh, right, this is why the Olympics don't quite feel like how they felt before. And now you have people going up and winning gold medals wearing a mask, being forced to wear a mask during your moment of triumph, next to somebody who you've just been wrestling with, like they're like hugging and jostling, and then they're like, oh, better put on a mask so you can't see the joy on my face as I accept this reward for a lifelong, you know, desperate struggle against nature to be the best I can be. They have killed the spirit of the world. You understand that, right? They have put a gun to the head of the collective American spirit and have pulled the trigger. And are flaunting it now. I mean, it's despicable what they've done and the way they've just literally, like vampires, sucked the spirit out of, you know, these great things. And then, you know, I always make the joke that's like, what would it be like? What would the Olympics be like under globalism, right? You wouldn't have Italians, you know, racing against people from Cameroon, you know, and seeing the way these two different cultures clash or work together. Like, you wouldn't have any of that nationalistic pride or character that you see embodied in the Olympic Games. And guys, see if you can find it. We don't need to download it or anything. But it was a really famous clip that went sort of viral of the Italian high jumper and the high jumper from Qatar, I think, hugging each other. And they, you know, the Italian guy like jumps on top of the Qatar guy. And the two reaction of these guys is like so funny. And it's just like, it's this, the Italian guy is so Italian, you know? And then the Qatar guy is like much more like, not uptight, but not as like flamboyant as the Italian guy. And it's great to see. Same thing you see in the World Cup when you have like the German team that works like a machine and they just like are very, you know, systematic and pass perfectly. And then you have like, you know, the team from, Ghana, I think. I watched the Ghana versus Germany, and the Ghana team are just these like incredibly fit, just like superhumans that are just like power through the, you know, the ball and just like sheer force, you know, to win the game. It's like these are wonderful things. Nationalism is a great thing. The character of humanity and diversity in its true, natural, wonderful variety is a great thing, and we're losing it.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person.
And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to the final segment of American Journal here, InfoWars.com, band.video. Got a comment on Twitter from user Your Daddy's Home. He says, can you tell the Info Warriors to use the Notes app on their iPhones to save any important information they read? It's quick and easy and keeps everything organized. You can search through the Notes app to find your links that you save and compile an outline. It's good advice, I think. I don't have an iPhone, so I wouldn't use that. OneNote is the Microsoft note application. That's a very good one, and I really like using OneNote because I actually have a extension on my Firefox browser that I can click that, and it saves the whole page to OneNote. So even if the article gets changed or gets taken down later, a copy of it will still be on the OneNotes app. So I really like that. I also use Google Keep. That's another pretty good one. I use that one on my phone to save links that you can then access later. I also use an application called Miro, M-I-R-O. And guys, if you want to bring up my computer screen real quick, you can see a thing I actually just sort of started to put together in order to organize all of my links. It's basically a shared whiteboard that you can post links to, and you can basically zoom in infinitely. And so I was, you know, basically made categories and then subcategories and then started putting links down there. So I don't know if I'll make this public or what I'll do with this, but I've sort of just started working on this and trying to combine things. So here you can go to BlackRock and see different BlackRock stories and zoom out. And again, this is all just attempts to, you know, figure out how to categorize all these stories, right? So Miro is good because you can kind of make a cloud where, you know, a Venn diagram where if you have a story that is about COVID, but it's also about big tech censorship, then you can be in both those categories. Anyway, it's all very confusing, but that's what we work on behind the scenes here at InfoWars, just trying to, you know, create new ways to, you know, keep track and collate information. It's a rather a daunting task with all the information that we get. Let's go now out to the phone calls. Kyle in Michigan has a comment about how to start fighting tyranny now. Thanks for calling in, Kyle. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Good. I can hear you fine. Thanks.
Good, man. Hey, just to touch base on whoever it was you're talking about went to home base, the transgender. There's no excuse because a mask doesn't cover up an Adam's apple, brother. So,
yeah, true.
But
true.
I just want to say, man, I'm from a small town, blue collar, Christian, hard worker. And the problem is around here in these small towns, people are so disgusted with media over the past 2 years that I even introduced them to you and Alex Jones, and they just don't want to hear it. So they're true hardcore Republicans, but their eyes aren't completely open yet. But I'll tell you what, they're sitting at home waiting and they're packing. So they got another thing coming with this tyranny. And we're all good with God here. So the best we can do is fight it with humor, laugh about a lot of it. But I'm scared that everyone's waiting too long for it to come to their doorstep. Mm. It's going to be too late by then, brother.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, again, you just have to think about the fact that our enemies, people, you know, who are implementing this tyranny, aren't just doing it haphazardly, right? They have very strategic methods by which they are taking advantage of human psychology. And one of the ways they do that is they're going to do it one by one, piece by piece. You know, if they were to just go, we're arresting all of these people, then all of those people would stand up against it. Read Gulag Archipelago. See the way that they did it in Soviet Russia or the Soviet Union when you had, you know, a group of police officers go and arrest somebody in the middle of the night, and the psychological mechanisms that were in place to prevent that person from fighting back, to prevent that person's neighbors from fighting back, and to allow them to systematically, one by one, piece by piece, destroy their opposition. That's the tactic that they're going to take because it's been proven out in history to work. So again, it's another thing that we've tried to promote here at InfoWars for a long time, or at least I have, that there will be no collapse. I keep saying that there will be no collapse. This will just continue slowly but surely. So I think a lot of people are sitting at home waiting for the big collapse to come, waiting for the big push to happen, but it's not going to happen like that. It's going to be incremental. It's slowly but surely taking you over. So you got to stand up now. You got to stand up for other people, right? And you got to stand up for yourself especially. Thanks so much for the call, Kyle. And yeah, I appreciate it, and I hope that the good God-fearing people in Michigan will be there to stand up when the time comes. Let's go now to Patriot in California, who I think is on the line now. He has an idea about preventing tyranny. Thanks for calling in, Patriot. You're on the air.
Yes, how you doing, Harrison?
Good, thanks, sir.
Awesome. So the way to prevent tyranny is to stay focused on the actual battle going on. And that's not Republican versus Democrat or liberal versus conservative. It's good versus evil. And we have to not only recognize the good versus evil battle, but participate in it by speaking truth. And by speaking truth, we will be shamed, but later we'll be proven to be right, just like Alex Jones. And we fought tyranny before and won. And how did we do that? With George Washington, we defeated the British Empire by flying the flag and appeal to heaven. And appeal to heaven was a flag symbolizing the evergreen connection between man and God. And when they had God on their side, and that's what they had, not a party of Republican or Democrat.
Very good
and
point.
And the three perils of George Washington, you know them?
No, I don't think I do.
So the three perils where he had prophesied in a barn outside of his troops and he came out to tell them, he said the three perils were one would be the conquering of the British Empire. This is all symbolically if you want to refer back. The second one was the slavery that would come and we would conquer and when we would join arms with our brothers, with Africans. And the third was world government. He said the world government would come and try to defeat the U.S. And it would be the worst and scariest peril of all. But the U.S. would succeed. So we need to refer back to his prophecies and the Bible's prophecies and history and start reading books and not tuning in to the media that is controlled.
I could not agree more, sir. History and you know the lessons that our forefathers taught are of the utmost importance right now because again this is the same battle that they fought. It's exactly the same battle against the same foe in different form, but the same overall foe, which is the destruction of human liberty. And of course, you know, look at the French Revolution that happened shortly after the American Revolution, where you had the French people overthrow their corrupt aristocratic class. And what happened? Well, the corrupt aristocratic classes from Austria and the provinces of Germany and the UK and Italy and everywhere else got together to support their fellow elites and to try to crush the regular people of France. And we saw how well that went, right? So it's the same force, and there was back then, as there is now, an international elite that worked together and support each other against the people of their own country. It existed back then in the 1700s. It exists now, and it's the same fight that George Washington fights that we fight here on a daily basis. Let's go very quickly to Henry in Chicago. We only got about a minute, Henry, but you are on the air, sir.
Hi, Harrison. Listen, I have to tell you, Article 11, it says any act directed against a person apart from the cases and without the forms determined by law is arbitrary and tyrannical. If any attempts are made to execute such act by force, the person who is the object therefore has the right to resist by force. That means forced vaccinations.
Mm.
Also, we need to start getting Biden for treason because he's engaging a war against all Americans. Also, we got the two most powerful weapons, the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment. And we better start using the Second Amendment to protect our rights and our country, because this country has been invaded by the United Nations and the Communist China. So we need to tell our government officials to get them for treason. It's in the Constitution. Whenever somebody aids the foreign government or entities to put their will against our Constitution, is called treason under the Constitution.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the Constitution could be a very, very powerful weapon if the people in power actually wielded it in the way that they're supposed to. We need we need better people in office, honestly. And, you know, we could go the other way, right? We could collapse, you know, just like, you know, the metaphor I was talking about this weekend where, you know, treating America like this beautiful old mansion that we've inherited that our fellow housemates are attempting to tear down around us to erect some sort of multi-family government-sponsored housing. You know, we're just trying to preserve this beautiful, irreplaceable mansion that we inherited and intend to deliver to our children eventually. So I get, you know, the other option is burning down the house and just trying to rebuild a new one, right? But we don't want to do that. The last thing we want is war. The last thing we want is conflict with our fellow Americans. But that's not really the last thing we want. Is it the real last thing we want is subjugation, is slavery, is being completely overthrown and having our governmental system usurped by people that hate us. That's a little worse. So, you know, the ideal thing would be that we actually turn this around politically. And to do that, we need mass involvement. We need mass cooperation, people getting together, voting for the right people into office, getting in contact with their representatives, using their money or their voices to impose their will on the powerful.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. We're live.
It's time for humanity to stand up in the info war, 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 in the info war. In the info.